The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Good morning, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Tuesday, October 26, 2021. This is the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, online at WTKA.com. A lot to get to here on the show on this Tuesday morning at 7:05. We're going to go between the lines with Jack Miller, brought to you by our friends at Highland. And Jack's going to talk about Michigan's offensive line play, their defensive line play. A lot to get into with Jack this morning here on the show. Looking forward to that. Coming up also in the 7 o'clock hour at around 7:45, we'll get to the recruiting roundup. Kim Barnes-Jericho's season debut will be next Tuesday at 8:05 as her team is still a week and a couple days away from their exhibition opener and they're 2 weeks away from their season opener. So next week when we talk to Coach Kim Barnes-Jericho, it'll be 2 days before their exhibition game, and then they'll be a week before their season opener. So we're going to inch a little closer to the start of the season before we get our first dose of Coach Kim Barnes-Jericho here on the show. But we will get to Rich Reddy with the Towny Top 3 at around 8:50. We'll talk to Eric Adelson at 9:05. As I said, a lot to get to here on this Tuesday Sparty Week edition of the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. So it is, of course, Beat Sparty Week. And, man, first of all, I'm happy the rain stopped. Finally stopped raining here in southeast Michigan. It felt like it was not going to happen. So finally, thankfully, it stopped raining. That was a really good thing. And now we can get ready for this game. Start really talking about Michigan, Michigan State. The weather forecast as of now calls for highs in the mid-50s, so probably at around 50 degrees to kick off and around 55 at the end of the game. And the question is, will the rain hold off or not? Because it's supposed to rain maybe Friday, and it looks like it could rain Saturday. We'll cross our fingers. But one of the things that Jim Harbaugh did talk about, and we're going to bring to you his press conference coming up in a little bit, is the grass. He talked about natural grass at Michigan State. He was asked about the first time they've played there, so they're going to practice on their grass fields here. He talked a lot about getting the right cleats, making sure the players had the right shoes, because that has been an issue through the years for not just Michigan, but just football teams. You go to different places and you have to change your shoes or when it was changeable spikes, you used to do that sometimes. Big Johnny used to have a lot of stories about changing spikes and grass fields and all that kind of stuff. So now we've heard a lot about it. And here's their first chance to go out onto grass, and it can make a difference. So we'll see if they do, do they try to do what Notre Dame used to do and try to grow it really thick? I'm not sure if really thick grass is good for their running game and their offense. They think they're pretty skilled at receiver, and they like their running back, so they don't want to grow the grass too tall for those guys, though it would probably slow us down a little bit. It's an interesting cat and mouse game, if you will, to see what they'll do with their grass. So we're going to hear from Jim Harbaugh in a little bit. He talked about a few different things that, for me, really stood out. He gave some warranted praise for Sharone Moore and really talked about how the guys are coming together this year along the offensive line. He did talk about how the tight ends were a little more active in the last couple of weeks, and it seems to be progressing as they continue to get more involved in the offense and just adding things that they can get more consistent, hit a few downfield shots. We talked about downfield shot to they were just the Schoonmaker in the game on Saturday that was missed. If you can hit a couple of those more, a couple more downfield shots, opens that much more up for the tight ends in the passing game. Of course, Jim did his best Lou Holtz impression, talking about all things Michigan State, about their running back, their offense, their defense, et cetera, talk about how good they are. And he sounds them up. He talks them up because that's what coaches do. So you'll hear that coming up a little bit as well. You'll also hear how he pretty much either brushes off what he believes to be a dumb question, which he definitely got one or two of those, and he also brushes off injury questions because he is not going to take in any injury inquiry, and especially the week before Michigan State, and going to give it any attention whatsoever. Talks about the elimination playoff mindset. That's the thing that separates to me, in particular this time of year, but even pretty much all season, right? This is what separates college football from the pros, where, you can lose a couple games in the first half, maybe four games or five games in your season, six games in your season, make the playoffs, go on a run, get hot. I'm not saying I don't like it. I think it's great. NFL is just a different game, different setup, different opportunities to go to the postseason. In college football, you lose one game early, it's a blemish. It can hold you back. It could derail some of your goals, but it doesn't have to, right? Look at Ohio State. They're right there in the thick of it. Look at Oregon. They have a loss. They're right there in the thick of it. But two losses. I mean, your season's, as far as winning anything of significance, doesn't mean you can't win, have a good season, play well, et cetera. But to have a season of true significance, to play in the playoff, to play for a championship, you can't lose a game or two. So he talks about the elimination mindset, the playoff mindset, as they head up to a game that is definitely, it's kind of a playoff game, right? Michigan State, the loser is going to be behind the eight ball to try to get back into the Big Ten title race. Now, they'll have opportunities because there's going to be other big matchups within the division, but you lose this game and it's your first loss. It's the first of those three teams remaining undefeated in the division, Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State, to lose a game. And so whoever loses this game on Saturday. So yeah, it's definitely an elimination game. It's definitely a playoff mindset. And yeah, pretty excited about this game coming up on Saturday. I'm sure you are as well. I've been excited since, I mean, even before the game on Saturday. We talked about how quickly turning the page from the game on the Northwestern game on Saturday. And by the time the players got up the tunnel, probably already, they had already turned the page. We'd already been talking Michigan State prior to the Northwestern game. So we didn't really have to turn the page a whole very far, right? We kind of were holding it halfway between, just skimming, looking back over, peeking back to the previous one until it was over. That one was over, then finished flipping the page. Yeah, pretty excited about this game, needless to say. And anything that people put out there on social media that just kind of adds fuel to the fire, yeah, it's going to be really fun this week to see all that stuff that's out there. And one that was put out there was from our friend Dr. Sapp. He put this out on Twitter yesterday. This is the open from the 1979 Michigan State game. I don't know about you, but when I hear the open, the radio open from Bob Ufer from the 1979 Michigan State game, which was going to be played or was played up in East Lansing, it just adds fuel to my Beat Sparty fire that I'm, as we get ready for the game on Saturday, and it's our Beat Sparty week here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. Yeah, this just adds to it, and man, I wanted to share.
Today, the Michigan Football Network has moved its play-by-play microphones to the very heart of Spartanland. With this afternoon, we bring you, direct from the Michigan State Stadium in East Lansing, the 1979 bloodletting between two of the oldest college football rivals in the country. Yes, sir, these Michigan Wolverines and these Michigan State Spartans have been battling on the old gridiron since way back in 1898, and some of those ball games have been out of this world. But you know, none of the Michigan State Donnybrooks down through the decades have had any more emotional buildup than this 1979 classic about to take place here this afternoon. All the excitement, electricity, tension, and charisma that surrounds big-time college football, it's been building all week long here in the land of the Spartans, as well as down in the Athens of the Midwest in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Yes, sir, Michigan, with fire in their eyes and revenge in their hearts. They've been waiting 12 long months to get back at these jolly green Giants for that humiliating 24-15 loss that Michigan suffered at the hands of Michigan State last October down in Ann Arbor. And then, adding insult to injury, the head Spartan himself, the head honcho, had the audacity, the unmitigated gall, to say there really were arrogant asses in Ann Arbor. Oh, that's been a bitter pill to swallow for the Wolverines. They want state today. They need state today. And believe you me, the Wolverines intend to have a piece of Michigan State here this afternoon.
Are you not fired up? That got me fired up watching it yesterday, watching the clip of it. Had to bring it to you here this morning. I might share it once or twice more between now and kickoff on Saturday. It's just that good. Got me all fired up, ready for the game on Saturday. Before we get to the break, before we get to Jim Harbaugh, so you hear what he had to say getting ready for the game, some other news from yesterday, Michigan football related in particular. For those that have been asking about kickoff time for the Indiana game, we get to November. This is generally what happens. It's not a night game. We know that. But this late in the season, the networks tend to lean on the sixth part of the 6-12 rule. So for those that are unfamiliar with the 6-12 rules, they announce the TV networks are required to announce kickoff times before the games, either 6 or 12 days before kickoff. And so 12 days before kickoff is Monday, obviously prior to the prior game week. And most of the season, September and October, 12 rule in place. If it's a night game, which you can have a night game, I think the first week in November, and it might be the last week that you can have that in the Big Ten without getting permission from from both programs. So I have a feeling that there are no more night games for Michigan this year. But the 6-12 rule has been put into play, so they're going to the 6 side of it, which means Saturday, the 6 side of it, which means they can go as soon as Saturday night, but maybe Sunday morning, the Big Ten and the networks will announce what TV times and networks all the games are on. So they're punting to the sixth part of the 6-12 rule, which is what generally happens this time of year because they're trying to get, you know, the networks don't want to pick a game before results. So they, you know, they want to know who's going to win and lose and see if they can't get the best matchups, the most important matchups for playoff races, that kind of thing, or for division races, that kind of thing on their networks. Now, the weekend that, you know, the week of the Indiana game, the first weekend in November, it's not the same as, say, this weekend, right? So Michigan, Indiana, you have Penn State, Maryland, Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Rutgers, Michigan State, Purdue, Ohio State, Nebraska, Iowa, Northwestern. They have announced that Illinois, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, Rutgers are at noon and 3:30 respectively, but those games have no implications on anything, right? The Penn State game on the periphery right now, Michigan, Indiana, likely with implications. Michigan State, Purdue, likely with implications. I mean, even with one of the teams taking a loss, they're still in it, just, again, more on the periphery, not quite as far as Penn State. Ohio State, Nebraska, and then Iowa Northwestern, they just can't decide which game to put where because there's no huge game that weekend. So they're punting to the 12-6, to the sixth part of the 12-6 rule. Again, not a surprise, but I get this because I've heard from a fair amount of people, and my wife has as well. It is pretty annoying when it's parent weekend, right? You're trying to make plans. You've got dinner reservations, and what if you have the 7 o'clock reservations but the game's at 3:30? What if you knock and call? I don't know. It's just, it changes the Saturday, obviously, a lot. It makes for a lot of headaches. Obviously, tailgating part, people are hoping for a 3:30 for parent weekend, I guess, because you have a little more time with family and friends. But it does get a little, it's harder to make your plans. And so for all the parents coming in this weekend, I understand, I feel your pain. I understand it, and I do feel for them. But that's what happens this time of year. That's why it is a little late for parent weekend, but it's also, we only had one home game in October, and they chose not to have it Northwestern. So there you go. But really, the focus, of course, is on Michigan, Michigan State, as we get ready for the battle for the Paul Bunyan Trophy this coming Saturday, noon kickoff up in East Lansing. Game day coverage starts at 8 a.m. with the Key Bank Countdown to Kickoff here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the Ticket. A lot of college football, but a lot of Michigan, Michigan State all week long here on the show. Coming up next, you're going to hear from Jim Harbaugh, what he had to say as he was getting his team ready to start practices Michigan, Michigan State week. So we'll get to that next year on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the Ticket.